Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Great, big, beautiful morning, my loves, and I am back. You are back. We are back, and guess what? It's Monday, and we made it to another Monday, and although 7 days seems like the longest time in the world sometimes, because you can be at work, and you can just be dragging through the week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and by the time you get to Sunday, you're plumb exhausted. Guys, I understand. I get it. I know what it's like. Most days, most weeks, my week is just like the longest train ride up the steepest mountain. But on that Sunday, right before the whole entire, like, I guess you could say my world switches, the journey switches, I have a woosah. Because Monday hits and I realized I didn't just make it through another week. I made it to another Monday. And that could sound really, really depressing depending on what your job is and what you do on Monday. But think about it. You had a long, exhausting week and you made it to the end and you were able to woosah on your Saturday, relax, and you were able to start your Sunday off with the fact that you're going into a new week. And like I said, that could be frustrating, but the reality is you completed a week. And no matter how stressful, quote unquote, or how messy, remember that, your week was, and the new week may be beginning, you are in a perfect position to decide on Sunday evening, Sunday night, Monday morning, whatever day you decide to get your life together, to get your life, to do things different. You can do things different. You don't have to go into your new week the same way you went into your old week. You don't have to be feeling any kind of way bogged down by last week's drama. You don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, I didn't do that, so Friday's mess is Monday's mess now. No, 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 no. Because Friday's mess may have been Monday's mess with your thinking with an unmatured mind, but because you completed a week and everything that you learned last week is good for this week and better for this week, you can decide to do things better. It's just that simple. It's not that hard. We make things so much more difficult than they need to be. So that being said, getting the week started off with a little bit, you know, get your life, decide today that tomorrow's going to be greater, decide yesterday that today is going to be great. And guess what, guys? Life will be awesome because life was meant to be awesome. You're awesome. We're awesome. We're all awesome. The world is awesome, and we just have to continue to move in that light so that we know we can have a better day tomorrow than we had today. And it really starts with today. It starts with knowing that everything you do right now is going to affect you in some way. So I don't care where you are, where you're headed, whether you're going to work, whether you're on your way to take the kids to daycare, whether you're on the way to summer classes, whether you're on the way to summer school, whether you are on your way to, did we say work already? Well, whether you're on your way to your second job or your first job, third job, it doesn't matter. I hope your day is going to be filled with so much love. As a matter of fact, I don't even hope it's going to be. I know it's going to be because I'm going to be sending you so much love this week because I'm too hyped. I had a great weekend. And by great weekend, for all of my favorite Broken Bougie lovers over at Love Trips, if you haven't checked it out, check out Broken Bougie. It's where we talk about how to be living on a low, low budget, but at the same time having the time of your life. And today I'm going to do, this isn't even housekeeping. This is like, you know, life check 101. And a lot of my followers over on Love Trips, they love to find out, you know, what Frank and I are up to, like what we've been doing. They love to see us having fun and getting out and doing stuff because we talk about a lot about how we have so much going on. We have a lot in terms of business world and life and tribe things that we're always constantly going. And so when we take our Love Trips followers on an escapade of what we've been up to throughout the week and what kind of adventures we've been getting into, they enjoy that. And so that's something that I want to make sure that I connect with you, my Love Trips, the station followers, so that we're all on one accord and that there's no love lost between us, because Love Trips was built on transparency. And if transparency is what people love, then by all means, here is the transparency. Come get you some shade and come get you some tea. I don't have really much shade, but I got plenty of tea. So come get you some tea every Monday, if nothing else, to find out, you know, what's going forward. And this is like season two. We'll say this is season two of the station because we made it past the halfway 14 hump. Or 14 episodes, and now I think this is 16 episodes, something. And I'm trying to make sure that there's new life every time I get on the air with you guys. And so this weekend, new life became, you know, regurgitation of the 90s. And I hope I have this right, because I'm an 89. I was born in 89, but I am technically a 90s baby because, obviously I grew up in 89. So my world was very much polluted and in a good way with the 90s, and that revolutionary time. I think I kind of made that a lot more country than it should have been. But either way, I grew up there. That was the staple of my life. Like my favorite show, just about in the whole world probably, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, I can definitely say this, and still is to this day, honestly, Rugrats. And I know y'all remember Rugrats, you know, growing up under the mat, you know, the dust bunnies and all that good stuff. So many people love that show. It was iconic because you had talking babies who couldn't really talk, but they could talk to each other, and they could talk to Angelica, who could translate for the babies. But, yeah, that said, it was an awesome show because it gave babies a new light. It showed you that they weren't just these goo-goo gaga running around here and not being able to understand anything. In reality, is they understood everything. No one just could understand them. And so, like I said, like I grew up on the 90s, and the 90s were iconic for giving a voice to the youth and providing action to the youth, providing movement for the youth, as in being able to not just be just helpless children and helpless teenagers and helpless adults in that case, but people who were able to speak to what was happening in their social lives, the things that they had seen in the 80s and the things that they wanted to see in the future. And so this weekend we took the time out. It was Frank's idea, which is an awesome thing. He decided to get the Power Rangers movie. And so we got the Power Rangers movie, the recent one that just recently came out. How about that? We got the Power Rangers movie, and that was something. I was not a Power Rangers kid. My brother was a Power Rangers kid growing up. There you go. Sorry for that, brother. You know, shade spilled. But he was a Power Rangers kid. Frank was obviously a Power Rangers kid. And so that is something that stuck with him. And I appreciate that because the Rugrats stuck with me. So I can't judge. I love that my husband loves, you know, youthful shows because that's something that I appreciate. We talk about how when we grew up, we both dreamed of having someone that we could chill with and watch cartoons with and just, you know, pick out on Cheetos, which we don't try to do that as much as we do picking out on cartoons. But that was one of our dreams. And so to find someone who equally loves youthful events and youthful shows and things like that. And so Power Rangers, we watched that this weekend. And the fun part about Power Rangers this weekend is that we realize how intelligent, you know, creators are nowadays. And I mean, you know this, but to give children new light and bring a new life to a show that would touch so many in the 90s. And I believe the Power Rangers really came full fledged, I want to say in 1993. And that was very life-changing. I'm going to use those words. Very life-changing for children in the 90s because they got to see action on television that was dedicated to them. They got to see adventure. They got to see kids that had to be brave and learn a whole new way of being. And so the Power Rangers movie this week, the reason my topic is But can you morph, though, or shall I say, so you think you can morph, like that kind of that so you think you can dance method. But can you morph, though? Because Power Rangers, no spoiler, but one of the things that was thematic about the Power Rangers movie was, of course, them being able to morph. And the morphing was tied to connection and a connection to not only themselves but each other. And that's as much of the spoiler as I'm going to give you guys, honestly, because I would love for you to actually invest in watching that movie in whatever form you find it, whether it's Netflix or whether it's Redbox or whatever, because the idea of being able to morph is something that you need to be able to do. And so to take a little slide back on our talk about, you know, having fun and turning back to your childlike ways, I'm going to get into the song of the day. And the song of the day is going to be Kool-Aid by King Frank in honor of us going out and having a great weekend this weekend. And we'll be back and talk some more about morphing and we'll talk some more about the fun weekend. All right, love you and Kool-Aid.
Hey, yo, what's up? What up, Queen? I'm digging on your qualities. Pretty face with a fat cosmology. God damn, I'm looking at an odyssey. It's written in the stars. Make room for your prophecy. Who me? I'm an ill type nigga. Raised in the trap with the real hype killers. I'm trying to smoke wine, no, a real nice jella. I'm trying to stroke some, got a real nice figure, baby girl. I can teach you all about the world. Tell you about the stars, justify the wars. Crusades over Kool-Aid, talking over Lupe. Young Doc, Cobb, cops and robbers, young shotter. Just looking for a starter on my journey to the truth. Stop fucking with them cowards, I'm the motherfucking truth. Let loose, set your mind free. Let a nigga bring you back to the time where you used to run the world, baby girl.
Yeah, peace, love to my earth queen. Yeah, fuck wrong with these 13. Yeah, goddess, a modest. Yeah, queen come alive again. Let's smoke herb on an aisle again. Let's make love. We can make a moon, we can make a sun. No matter how it looks, it's still kingdom kush. Let's get it.
By the way, Bay, I'm Frank. Oh shit, oh you knew that? You heard about a brother, yo, they saying I'm the new crack. I style on the new jack, I wild with a few cats. I'm proud cause you too stacked. I'm trying to get some digits, you trying to get these riches. You trying to blow down on a pound and get lifted. I'm trying to get down right now with the business. You talking hit you up, but I'm talking about the quickness. I'm trying to pin you up, got you stuck when I lick it up. Girl, let me fuck, got you stuffed when I dig it up. Baby, say my name, say my name, ain't no gang. You can barely breathe, scratch and squeeze when I slank. These other bitches hating when they see you with my chain. These other niggas mad cause you keep it for your king. We gon' keep it true, fuck what everybody say. But still with me and you, shit, I gotta keep it plain. You know I'm trying to suck, yeah.
And peace, love to my earth queen, yeah. Fuck wrong with these 13, yeah. Goddess, I'm modest, yeah. Queen, come alive again, yeah. Smoke herb on an aisle again. Let's make love, we can make a move. No matter how it looks, it's still Kingdom Kush. Let's get it.
All right, and we are back, my loves, and we were talking about morphine. Can you morph, my love? And morphing comes in so many different forms. Let's talk about why you need to morph. Because, come on now, we're not talking Power Rangers turning from the just good old you to a Blue Ranger to a Red Ranger to green, yellow, pink, whatever. Or black. Yeah, we forgot that one existed too. How can you forget the Black Ranger existed? But anyways, how can you morph and why do you need to morph? So let's backwards. Why do you need to morph and how can you morph? Okay, so why you need to learn to morph is because different situations call for different things. Different situations call for different beings. Different situations calls for different amounts of energy exhausted so that you can propel yourself out of that situation. Yes, so you need to morph. You need to know how to morph. You need to be capable of morphing so that you can pretend you're a shapeshifter whenever you need to call on a different type of energy to propel you out of a certain situation. And so morphing becomes very, very, very critical in life because you have four entities that you're dealing with. And we will go with four entities that you're dealing with because that is the main component of your life and your existence. You have your mind, you have your body, you have your spirit, and you have your soul. And in no particular order, actually. But you typically body's gonna always come last. But the reason I did them in that step is because of the simple fact that I have a vision. I have a vision, guys. All right, so let's talk about this. Your mind is here to guide you, direct you, and be your pathfinder. That's the general, the small, the limited T, to keep it simple on the show today. You want to find out more about mind, body, soul, and all that spirit, travel over to Love Trips and, you know, Google one of those titles, and you'll find a plethora of information about each, and more is coming soon. So make sure you, like I said, peep that. But your mind is to guide you, to direct you, to be your pathfinder, you know, gain that knowledge that you need to utilize in each of those situations that you have. So that being said, next in the spectrum is your body. And the reason I put body next is because your body is your movement. Your body is your physical ability to perform action in this world. Because you are here with your body and you're able to move around and things of that nature. And yes, you can move things with your mind. So don't worry about that. So in reality, you don't technically need your body, but you want your body and you desire your body so you can be amongst the living and do things amongst the living so that they can see you doing things. You moving stuff with your mind might scare some people. So you might want to be able to move things with your hand while you're walking around here with your peeps. Now, your spirit is here to have your desires, harness your desires, and utilize your desires so that they can uplift your soul into your purpose. So you are a full functioning machine, baby. If you didn't know that, Miss Endestago, then let me let you know that you are a full functioning machine. Now, if you are out of tune, if you need to fine-tune yourself, if you are, you know, missing a couple nuts and bolts here and there in terms of your spirituality, your soulology, your mentality, or your physicalities, then you may have some issues with this morphing process. Let me say that again. If you are out of tune and need to fine-tune yourself, you are missing nuts and bolts within your soulology, your spiritology, your physicalities, and your mentality, then you may need to fine-tune yourself because you're going to be missing the necessary parts and your components so that you can morph because you can't connect with yourself. Can I get an Amen Ra from the congregation, please? You can't morph right now for the situation that you're in right now because you have not tuned yourself to the right frequencies, mind, body, soul, and spirit-wise. Now, the morning message this morning, if you've all taken the time to pay attention to, is spirit will guide you places, mind will be too afraid to go. Fine-tune yourself. It's that simple. And that means more than that, because if your mind is not prepared to go, then your body is not going to be prepared to go, and that is going to offset your spirit's willingness to go, and then that is going to cause your soul's purpose not to be met, and so you're going to be in a whole pile of stink, and you don't want to be there. You want to be able to propel yourself and uplift yourself out of any situation, negative, bad, unfortunate, whatever. You want to be able to pull yourself up out of that situation no matter what. And you want to be able to do it not losing any of yourself. You want to have all of you in that process. So you need to learn how to fine-tune each of those things in order to morph. There you go. Plain and simple. And how do you do that? But how now do you morph? We've talked about why you need to morph, and we know that you need to because every situation calls for a different type of person, a different face. You know, you don't, for instance, a decent sum of money was stolen from me by an ATM machine the last week. You know what? But because of my situation, you know, I had to mentally morph into a new being because that's a lot of cash or a lot of promissory notes that went missing, you know? And so in order to keep my spiritual self right, and in order to keep my purpose in line, which is the upliftment of humanity, and telling you all to watch your promissory notes, you know, shoebox money it, because the system is tripping and they try and shut it down. And so when it comes to that, for me to be in a mental state so that I am like, you know what, I'm going to give that back to the universe. The universe is going to do what the universe needs to do with that moolah, and it's going to come right back to me tenfold. Not worried about it. But in order to get there, a girl had to morph because she wanted to be upset and I wanted to be sad and I wanted to complain and fuss with the hubby like, hey, but they did this, but you saw it coming. So I had to morph. I had to get my spiritual and my mental and my physical as well as my soulful state to a point where I was saying to myself, the universe got this. I'm not worried about it because I'm not going to allow some promissory notes, some paper, some scribbles on some trees, dead trees, to ruin all that I have to give today on this Thursday, because that was the day when the situation happened. And it did not ruin anything. You know, the girl still had her tea going. The blog was still popping. And so, no, I didn't have any issues, and I got the light that I needed. So you have to be able to morph in all sorts of situations by love. And so when I say that, no, I am telling you the truth. Know that I'm not just saying, oh, you have to learn to morph for you. You have to learn to morph for others as well, because your situation can affect how you interact with someone else who needed your light that day. So don't be having your light dimmed because you don't know how to morph for the situations that you are in. Don't matter. We talk about this all the time.
fill in your blank. My situation is different from yours, but your situation, you know how to handle. Do it. Handle it. Get it right, baby. All right, so now, like I said, how do you more? That's the beauty of it. There are so many different ways, and there are so many ways so that you can get yourself to, because it's not how do you more, because you will know exactly how to morph when the situation presents itself. So I don't have to teach you that. I don't have to tell you that. No one's going to have to do that. And if you watch Power Rangers, which I hope you do, especially if you have children, it's good for them to see. They will learn that they don't need to know how to morph. They need to know how to connect with themselves. Because when you know how to connect with yourself and you know how to connect with the world around you, the morphing is within you. You know? So like I said, watch the movie. The morphing is within you. And if you watched Power Rangers back in the day, then you know this as well. So it's not even a thing. But you need to know how to connect with yourself. And how do you connect with yourself? Well, for me, this weekend, we had, like, the time of our lives watching Power Rangers. Think about it. Watching Power Rangers is something that we did together. We chose to sit down and do together. And we chose to do it in a way that was comfortable, you know, pajama party in front of the TV with snacks and food and whatever else, you know. And we literally just took some time out for ourselves. It was like all of like, what, $1 to get the movie. Probably didn't even have to pay for it. Probably could have got it on Netflix. I don't know if it's out yet. But either way it goes, we spent $1. Felt like we were doing so much. But it was good. It was good energy. So that promissory note turned into a fun time, a good time to connect and watch something that was fulfilling for us, that was very good to see on television. And so that was a part of morphing. Like, that was a part of connecting with yourself, doing something that doesn't cause you stress, gives you something happy, makes you want to smile, makes you want to do more. That was part of the process of connecting with ourselves and reconnecting. And next, we, like I said, the weekend was just filled with really, really chilling and getting to relax and things like that. And then some other things went along. We were working on websites, and they were personal websites, but at the same time, websites that are business related. So they're related to our businesses and our things that we are actually out here in the world doing. But at the same time, they're personal because they're things that we've been wanting to do for a long time, things that we've been really wanting to get off of our chest for a while. And so doing that, working on those things, getting that out, breathing, as Frank says, we were able to once again connect with ourselves even further. And this time we were being productive. So you can be productive and breathe at the same time and get a woo-saw as well as learn to connect with yourself. So we were doing little things. Be productive, you know, focus on something that you really wanted to get done and learn, and you'll find so much fun and energy in what you're doing, and you will gain that energy, and that will add to your morphing process. We're going to keep going. Finally, we ended off our week, not really even ended the week, but it was a big bang to the week. We went and we went hiking, you could say. We went to one of the parks out here, a big national park, not a national park, but you could say in a sense around in this little area. We can call it a national park. There we go. And we had some time by the river. We took time to like dip our feet in the water, jump rocks and stuff like that. We were at a river, and so like rushing rapids and things like that. And we relaxed. We took in, you know, the surroundings, all of the good things. And for those who know me and know me pretty well, they know that I read oracles as well as I do tarot readings and all of those things. I'm really into, like, you know, the spiritual world, dream interpretation and stuff like that. And so recently, Saturdays are my oracle reading days and or tarot reading days and things like that. And I read the oracle for myself this week. And one of my oracles was to from the goddess Solace. And so when I came across that. I was like, oh, she's the body. She moves water. She's really big on water. And that was something that I realized really quickly, that I was missing water in my life. And I did this on Saturday. So as soon as I read my oracle, because Frank allows me to read his as well, which I love, and we were talking, and I read mine, and I did all this. I was like, oh, man, I've been missing water in my life, because we went to the pool. I told you about the pool last week, and I realized how much fun I had being at the pool with family and friends. And then I slowly but surely throughout the week, you know, that water feeling washed away to a degree. But then Saturday came, and I realized I'm at peace by water. I've always been at peace by water. It doesn't matter if I'm afraid of the sea, which I am, because the animals' life in the sea kind of creep me out. But at the same time, I enjoy being in that water and being around all of the life and things like that. So it's a catch-22. But I needed that. And that was a need for me to connect with myself. And the universe sent that to me. The universe, when I pulled those cards, those three cards, that was one of my cards. Goddess Solus was like, hey, show up. You know, so the ancestors were saying, go to the water. Go back to the water. You're some pony. You're softened by water. Go back to the water. You know, can't be without it but too long. And so with that being said, Frank was just like, as soon as I said it, he was like, well, let's go somewhere this weekend. Let's go to a lake or something. And the beauty of us making that decision is we connected with ourselves for free. The most expensive part of our day was me saying, babe, I'm thirsty. We didn't bring any water from the house. Let's stop and get some juice. Let's stop and get some water. And I stopped and got water to go to the water. How about that? Like, so I really feel like this. You need to connect with yourself. In order to learn how to morph out of a situation, you need to connect with yourself. And along the process of a journey into the water, so many things that we want to do or we've been working on, we got ideas for. We thought about it. We had time to reflect on stuff. We had time to even be productive. Everywhere we go, we're always with the cameras. Welcome to 2017. But we love taking pictures for our projects and things like that and doing different things. And I have lots of stuff that I took for the blog. So guys, just whenever I take a lot of pictures, that makes me want to write a lot of posts. So that way, that is a good thing for my blog family. So once again, morphing. And me morphing, I'm having to morph into a person who does a lot of social stuff. And I say stuff specifically because it's a lot. But a lot of things socially I'm starting to do on all different mediums. And so I'm learning to morph into that person. I'm learning to utilize all of the things that I'm connecting with myself on throughout my different journeys through life. And I'm utilizing them for all of the things that I'm doing to try to help uplift my fellow brothers and sisters who actually rely on me for certain things. And so that is what I mean when I tell you, you need to learn to morph. But learning to morph has nothing to do with the physical actual morphing process. It has to do with your connecting with yourself so that when it is time to morph, you will morph. Autobots respond. We're talking about Power Rangers, but the Bumblebee does not need you or anything else to help him morph into Bumblebee, the vehicle, or into the actual Transformer, unless he doesn't need you. There's no unless he. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need anything other than his connection with himself to say, hey, it's morphing time. Now, of course, if something's physically wrong with Bumblebee's car or physically wrong with anything that he morphs into, well, I think he really only morphs into the car. So we're going to start with there. Bumblebee is physically something's wrong with him, then he may not be able to morph. But once again, that is being able to tune in to yourself and know what's wrong with your mind, body, and soul. And so basically that's it this week, guys. I could rap on and on and on and on and on, but can you morph, though? And I know you can. You just need to reconnect with yourself, love yourself. And one more thing, I haven't talked to her yet because I'm about to call her when she's woke, but a special happy birthday goes out to my mommy, Mahina. She is awesome. Love her to death. And love her to death, do its part, which is not going to happen for another 1,000 years. So with that being said, forever and forever, I love my mommy. A happy birthday. And you guys have a great day, afternoon, morning. We ain't even made it to afternoon yet. Have a good morning wherever you are. Have a good afternoon wherever you go. Have a good evening wherever you shall find yourself tonight. And if you are on the other side of the world, y'all do the same thing. Just do it backwards because you're sleeping. And so definitely have a good day. I'm going to send you out with a little power trip, you know. You know, moving proprietary motion, baby. Oh, Lord, I sounded so Southern just now. But anyways, move in your own light, spiral at your own light, because it is time for you to morph. And when you morph, you know, come and tell me about it. Let me know what you need. Give me your testimony. Leave it at the blog. Leave it on Instagram. Leave it on Twitter. Leave it on Facebook. Leave it right here up under this and the player here on Blog Talk Radio. Wherever you are, leave it for me, baby, and enjoy some of your girl, Egypt. I love you. I love you, Maya Undertaker. You have a great day. This world keeps turning, spinning out of control. I can't breathe. Can't breathe. They holler. Can't breathe. Can't breathe.
So my job is to take information from out here and place it in your head. It's just a matter of enlightening something in you where you already know that you know.
Stop. I'm just up here trying to catch hold of your mind before I blow, baby. I'm all the way up here searching high amongst these files, looking all over for only familiar faces. See, I got lanterns, I got leaves, I'm sending smoke signals. I'm half naked, draped in cloth, soaked in sage, and I've got a papyrus full of namas and appellations of gutter saints who rose from the darkest of places. I'm in need of a resurrection. I'm walking directly into this reckoning because I'm trying to burn like my ancient torches of freedom, illuminating the heavens for another couple eons, you know. I still got light years to see, supernovas to spark, and when I ascend this orbit, I'ma be on a mission to find more rogue planets to realign. Peace.
You were born with what is called your cosmic record. Your cosmic record is a cosmic recording of everything that has ever happened, everything that is happening, and everything that will ever happen. Each and every one of our minds has it. The question is, are you capable of accessing this information at your will, at your pace?